This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
Time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Stephanie Thompson and Pamela Fairley work together at the Chicago Housing Authority. Both women grew up in and around the city's public housing. Despite challenges, they found support networks there, not just housing. In this StoryCorps conversation, they talk candidly about growing up in poverty and how those experiences help them to support others.
I was a young single mom in Chicago raising kids, and I tried to get into CHA housing for a long time. The most expensive apartment I had was $425, and that was a struggle because minimum wage was also $425, you know. So I did everything I could to make the ends meet, and it was hard. Did you have any experience like that?
Well, we moved into one of CHA developments, which was called Stateway Gardens, back when I was the age of 5. When I had my twin daughters, I was in the process of getting ready to go to a shelter, but I was able to get the Section 8 voucher. There was a lot that I had to learn because I had been living with my mom, but I learned.
When they first started fixing Oak Hill Gardens, they called me, and I went there. Not knowing what to expect, but some negativity that I had been told. But, man, when I got there, it was so much different. Now, since I was a little kid growing up on 93rd and Troop, where the whole block was family, even though we weren't family, we knew each other. We participated in each other's lives, and we cared about each other. I found that in Oak Hill. And I was like, wow, I was shocked because, you know, this the projects, right? That's not what they tell you to expect. And, boy, let me tell you, I learned some hard lessons in Oak Hill Gardens. But it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
Because, I'm about to get upset.
It's okay.
I didn't expect that. But my life changed. And it got better. And it kept getting better.
Yeah. I think being inside of the developments, you know, we learn a lot. Because of our life challenges, because of what we've been through, it strengthened us for today to be able to help the residents, to motivate them, because we don't know what they're going through. They may be having that same storm that we had.
Yeah.
And so we went through it and experienced it so we can turn around and help them to be a domino effect. So that's why we're here, to give back and to help them through.
Lord knows it was hard for me to get to this place. I might have made it look easy, but trust and believe, it wasn't. Like the statistics said, I wasn't going to do nothing with my life. My mama was 17 when she had me. My daddy wasn't around. I was a latchkey kid. I had to learn how to be sufficient. Not because I wanted to be, but I had to be.
Another thing that they say about us being residents of the Chicago Housing Authority, they say that we're uneducated, right? So we proved them wrong with that.
Because both of us sit here with masks.
We don't have a GED. Right.
Nope.
We don't only have a high school diploma. We don't only have an associate's degree. We don't only have a bachelor's, but we have a master's as well. We beat it. Now, they may be assisting us with our housing, but we're going to beat that, too, because life comes in stages.
Yeah.
So we'll grow and we'll get to that point where we own our own home. We don't need any subsidy.
I think that God has certain people he uses to be these vessels to bring light and hope. And I just feel like it's people like us, the ones that have been through and got through, that he chooses to do that.